Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Secrets Under the Apple Tree by Ann Pincara is the first in a series of books targeting children ages 12 and up. Written as a mystery designed to entertain as well as challenge the thinking skills of young readers. The story of two boys who create an adventure out of what they believe to be a treasure box buried by their fathers when they were their age. In actuality, though, the box contains a confession about a robbery many years ago. The boys set out on an adventure they feel is just a game but ends up being, well, something more. Anne is a graduate of Liberty University, attended Jones International University for her master's in education, Uppsala College for her Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, and Farley Dickinson University for her Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. And Anne Pincara, author of Secrets Under the Apple Tree, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, welcome to the program, Anne. Have a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
I said, I think I got that incorrectly. It's Farley Dickinson. I want to make sure I have that right in case any alums are listening to the program. What a fascinating life you've had, career, background. Let's start by talking about that and then get into this particular book, Secrets Under the Apple Tree. Give me a little bit about your background, multiple degrees, and this great storyteller that you are. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I guess I'm basically just a student at heart. My forte is in adult learning, actually, but I've been working with kids for a number of years, going from street kids to, you know, very affluent families. And they've always fascinated me with their curiosity and their learning, or a desire to learn, I should say. And when I started writing, actually, I started right after I got my first degree, my bachelor's from Farley Dickinson. And that's, I thought that I wanted to write for kids. And I've got a whole bunch of articles and stories, some of which are going to be turned into a short story format.
Fantastic. And you do such a wonderful job in writing to a younger audience. And we'll talk about that specifically with the book, Secrets Under the Apple Tree. That's the book we're talking about with Anne. Her website, by the way, is annepincara.com. And Anne is A-N-N-E. And Pincara is P-I-N-C-H-E-R-A.com. We have that on our website. You can go there and link on directly to Anne's website. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. In reading your resume, you are an accomplished academic, extensive background in brain-based learning, learning theories, various testing methods. What does all of that mean? Give me a little layman's understanding of what it is that you studied and what it is that you do.
My first degree was in psychology, and my professors thought that I should really pursue a career in psychology, especially in children, working with children. I really was more interested in the experimental end, so I stopped to find out where I really wanted to go, and I really wasn't sure. So I kind of got involved in children's theater and toured the country a little bit. When I came back home, I decided that I really needed to learn something that was going to give me a paycheck. So I got into computers. And I started using the computers to write my stories. They're on various formats. I've got them all saved. Unfortunately, some of them I can't access anymore, but I just kept going on. One of the things that I hated when I was a student was taking tests. So I started pulling tests apart and looking how the dynamics worked. And the older I got, the more I started looking into how other adults looked at testing. And one day it just kind of all came together. I really did a lot of work in brain-based learning, which means how your brain learns. And that was based on all of the psychology that I studied, how it actually works, what the dynamics of the brain are. Then I got into looking into the dynamics of a test. And I knew as an adult, multiple choice questions weren't going to work. I needed something that was more more substantial. So I got into becoming more proficient in alternative methods of assessment and how the best ways for an adult to show that they've learned. So one day it just all came together. And when I got to finally my doctorate level at Liberty University, my one professor said to me, well, where are you going to go with all of this? And I said, I'm really not sure. But it did. I worked on the preliminaries of a study comparing the true-false type or questions to actual essay in assessment, and not only in children, but in adults. And I've got a lot of research backed up that'll probably one day end up in a book.
Fantastic. I love the background where sometimes we think, okay, we need to pick one particular area and stay in that lane. And you've been in several lanes through your life and go back and forth, and you do it with such skill and such success. It's interesting to see that you can take, several loves that you have, the learning, the education part of it, the academic part of it, along with the writing of children's books, the one book in particular, Secrets Under the Apple Tree. And when you go to Ann's website, and again, it's annpincara.com. I'll spell that out here a couple more times. Some of it is education-focused for educators and teachers. One is effective testing methods. I want to touch on that for a second, if there is such a thing. As a student, always afraid to death of testing, effective testing methods. We'll talk about that if we have time later on in the program. Let's go back now and talk about writing children's book. Most of your writing was done on an academic level. How did you get started in writing children's books? And you're very good at it. Where did this come from?
I'm not really sure. One of my early, when I started in college, I guess I was at Fairleigh Dickinson, one of my English professors said, we had an assignment, write a story. And my story was a little bit more children focused. And he came back to me and he said, you've got a talent here. He said, I want to see you go somewhere with it. And I just laughed. But when I got finished with my degree, I did go on and I took courses in writing children's literature. And all of the instructors I had encouraged me to write even more. They said, keep a notebook, even if it doesn't go anywhere. You've got to keep your talent going. And I did. A lot of the stuff that I wrote was from some of the travels that I had. Like there's a story that I started, never finished, but there's a story about a man that he was, when I met him, he was an older man, told the story of his youth when he was ice fishing in the upper parts of the Mississippi. And I kind of wrote it down in a little notebook. And that's, like I said, it's not a finished story yet. But I remember what he said. And I was fascinated by his storytelling. And it kind of grew. So my notebook with little ideas and stories is still very much alive. It sits on my desk and it's been there for many years. It travels from desk to desk. But I do this because I enjoy it. And in working with kids, I find that I can get them in a circle around me and tell them stories. Some of them are about me, some of them are made up, but one kid said to me one time, I love your stories. They just send me. And I said, yeah, really? Send you where? And, you know, they listen. For some reason, they listen to me. Sometimes I feel like the Pied Piper because, you know, that's definitely not what I am.
Well, what you've done with Secrets Under the Apple Tree, I can understand that. Here's a book that's entertaining for young people. It's a story that really captures their attention and has them thinking and participating along with the story. It's written so well. Tell me a little bit about Secrets Under the Apple Tree. How did you come up with such a story? It's got a few twists and turns along the way. They think they're doing something that's going to be fun. All of a sudden, the community is all caught up in the storyline. Without giving too much away, talk about Secrets Under the Apple Tree and how you developed that story.
This was actually the last project I did for the course that I took in children's literature. It wasn't as big or as extensive as it was, as it is now. But it was, I remember as a kid riding through New York State with my parents and being fascinated by the apple trees. And periodically we would stop at an apple farm and get apples and, you know, pick them. And I thought that was great. And that was the foundation for this book. The boys in the book are, you know, just figments of my imagination. Initially, what I was going to do was write about my niece and my nephew and, you know, about a brother-sister combination that actually found the strongbox. But it ended up two boys, and they found this box that their parents had, you know, their fathers had buried. And it just, my imagination just kind of took over with it. You know, where do we go from here? What does the farm look like? You know, and I had lots of authors that I pulled from in my writing. For example, I remember how Agatha Christie used to write, and I hate to say this, but Stephen King as well. Stephen King showed me how to write detail, and Agatha Christie showed me how to write a mystery. I still to this day can't solve any of her mysteries, but that's basically what this is supposed to be. There's one little segment in the book that gives you a hint as to what the conclusion is going to be. But Agatha Christie had such a talent of hiding it. And that's what I did with Secrets. There's one little sentence in there that will tell you what it's going to be, but you can't really find it.
Go ahead. I dare you to find it. Yeah, the book is Secret. Secrets Under the Apple Tree. You let me know or let Ann know. You can contact her on her website if you find that at reading the book. The book is receiving rave reviews. You'll find it at Amazon. Ann's website, annpincara.com. Ann is A-N-N-E. And Pincara is P-I-N-C-H-E-R-A. .com. Get information there. Is Secrets Under the Apple Tree, is that the only book that you've written?
For children, yes.
Yes.
There's actually Oliver's Tales that's in development. Oliver's Tale is about an abused dog who finds his forever home. Now, this book was actually written for, it's a smaller book, but it was written for younger children. And the difference with this book is that, you know, as you progress through the book, it'll say, you know, ask you questions or to tell you what you should do with a puppy or how you work with puppies. And, you know, dogs aren't just, you know, animals that just come trained. And there's lots of little questions and little hints. So it's a good book for parents to read to kids, younger kids, so that they learn responsibility with their pet. But since it's not a very big book, one of the things that I decided to do was combine it with some of the other short stories that I had written. There's a story about a little girl who goes to the beach with her mother and wants to know where clouds come from. And the mother takes her to investigate how the clouds are developed. And there's another story about a little boy who befriends what he thinks is a poor man in a restaurant. Those are the only three that I can think of right now that are going actually part of the book. There's a couple of other stories that I haven't decided whether I'm going to include.
How long will it be before we can actually pick up a copy of Oliver's Tale?
Oliver's Tales and other short stories, I would say in about, well, I've got to get, it's got to go through the publishing thing. So it's going to take about 4 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not long. It's worth the wait. And if you follow Anne on her website in particular, you'll be able to get all the information on the books, when they'll be available. This book is Secrets Under the Apple Tree. Will there be a sequel to this, do you think?
Yes.
Ah,
that's
good.
Half written.
Oh.
Secrets Under the Apple Tree will be followed by the Manning House Saga. And once again, the two boys and their fathers get involved with a haunted, what they call a haunted house in town. But only the boys find out that the house is not exactly haunted at all.
Interesting. Now that's good. The Manning House Adventure, is that the title, the working title?
Manning House Saga.
Saga. Okay, and that's information you'll find at Anne's website. You've got a lot on your plate here, don't you? I mean, you've got a number of books that you're working on. How much fun is this to be able to lose yourself in writing and to tell these stories and relate on such an important level with the young people, and reading is so important to them? This has to be very rewarding for you.
I spend about 4 hours a day writing. Some of the academic writing I've done is already in a final, more or less a final format. The Manning House Saga and Oliver's Tales are, you know, I switch between the two of them. It depends on which way my creative juices are flowing.
Yes.
Manning House Saga is a little bit more involved because it's not a chapter book. But it is a chapter book. I shouldn't say it isn't, but it's book one, book two, and book three. Book one is the introduction. Book two is the history of the Manning family. And then book three brings you back into modern times and the conclusion and what the boys find out.
When someone reads your book, Secrets Under the Apple Tree, what do you hope the result is? What do you hope the takeaway is? I mentioned it's such an entertaining story, but you're challenging them mentally as well as they're reading it. What do you hope the takeaway is?
I want people to, especially kids, I want them to learn to love reading like I did. My aunt was very instrumental in getting me to read books at an early age. She had a small library, and she would say to me, pick out a book and I'll tell you if you can read it. And I guess I was about 10 years old when I started reading things like The King and I and going through all of her books. I loved reading them. I loved getting lost in the stories. And I want kids today to have that same enjoyment. Now, I know that they're not going to pick up a book like I did and sit there and read every page. But a lot of the kids today, especially the ones that I've talked with, they enjoy doing audible books or audiobooks. And they said they sit back and they listen and they get the same kind of enjoyment. It just moves a little bit faster than the written word.
There's something about having a book in your hand, isn't there? And going back, if you want to go back and say, now, wait a minute, when did this happen? I missed this here. I want to go back and make sure I understand it correctly. There's just something about it. It's not like an old timer talking here, but something that's really a treasure about having that actual book. But however they get the story is acceptable. The book is Secrets Under the Apple Tree. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned your website. I'm going to spell it now, then I'll spell it again at the end. Anne, A-N-N-E, A-N-N-E, Pincherra, PINCHERA.com. A lot there. What all will people find on your website?
They'll find an email so they can contact me if they want any of the information or the books that I've written. Through the website, you have the option of getting an autographed copy.
Fantastic.
So, you know, there's information on it there. Just, you know, email me and I'll tell you how you can get an autographed copy. There's ways to contact me for whatever reason, whether you want a book, you want information, you want any of the information I have available. One thing I never said I would be was a teacher. I find that I am very much a teacher and I love sharing what I know.
And you have a section there. I mentioned education focused, talking about effective teaching methods. Another one I find intriguing, cheating, how today's students cheat and how students cheat in today's world. They're still cheating. Are they still a step ahead of everybody with all the technology they figured out to stay ahead of the teachers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
Something never changes, does it? It's always there. And all that, if you're interested, on Ann's website. Ann, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again and catch up with the other books that you're in the process of writing that will be out very soon. This one is out, Secrets Under the Apple Tree. And our guest is the author, Ann Pincherra. That's A-N-N-E. PINCHERA.com. And all the information she was talking about is available on our website. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on all the success you've had in the academic world and the world of literature as well. What a successful career that you've had. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Ann Pincherra. Pincherra is spelled P-I-N-C-H-E-R-A. Secrets Under the Apple Tree, the book we're talking about. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.